Yeah.
All right. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We are here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich will have your opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran with your morning drive at 6. It is Triple Play Thursday. One artist, three songs. Get your requests in now at 312-981-7200. 773, area code requested, Bruce Springsteen. That's Thunder Road. So we'll hear a couple more from the Boss Man. Not the Boss Man, the wrestler from WWE, but the Boss. That's different. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Coming up after the 4 o'clock news, we will find out, would Esmeralda buy that? It's a little segment that we do. Esmeralda has admitted, as you have, Esmeralda. Admitted that you enjoy buying these products that are like as seen on TV, and you have a weakness for that kind of stuff and those gadgets and those kind of things.
Yeah. By the way, Vic, I was talking to Vic earlier, and he told me that he owns an Instant Pot. Or not Instant Pot. It's a pressure cooker, and they said it's an as seen on TV thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was gifted it.
Yeah,
I'm so jealous.
Oh, you're jealous?
Because it's I watch those commercials, those infomercials.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like my porn. He poured in a bunch of frozen chicken wings.
Yeah,
like 5 pounds of chicken wings. Oh, or something
that
in this
thing. That's the thing that
he hasn't, and he says it's good.
Oh man,
so I'm so jealous.
Oh man,
I want to pour 5 pounds of chicken, frozen chicken wings,
into a pot, and then
pressure cooker. And pressure 10 minutes cooker, later,
and 10 minutes
boom.
Later, you've got chicken wings.
Oh come on,
yeah.
Who All doesn't right. want that?
See, this is the kind of stuff that Esmeralda loves, and we will have examples of that kind of stuff. I will describe the item, and Vic and Dan and myself will vote on whether Esmeralda would buy it or not. You can play along at home. Check out our Facebook page. Like us now, facebook.com/NickDShow, and you'll be able to see the items in their glory. And you can play along at home. But that's coming up a little bit later on. Now, speaking of purchases and products and items and things, I have here a list of 25 well-made products that you will never have to buy again, meaning they're so good you only need to buy them once. The quality is so good. And so I have a few of these, and Esmeralda, we'll see if you have any of these, and you, the listeners. The question that I have for you guys who are listening right now, and I would love you to call in, join in, and be a part of the show, text or call at 312-981-7200. What purchases have you made where they were so good that you only ever had to buy one or maybe two in your entire lifetime? These things are so good that they very rarely, if ever, need to be replaced because the quality is so great. 312-981-7200 for that kind of great quality. 312-981-7200. The first one that's on the list, Esmeralda, is the JanSport backpack.
Huh.
And I have one of those at home. It's the JanSport. They sell backpacks starting at $18 with a lifetime warranty. And the company will repair or replace a pack that breaks down or issue you a refund.
You know, it's funny. I never believe those things when they say lifetime guarantees.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like, they'll get out of it or they'll figure a way.
There is. You always think there's got to be some fine print that you're not getting.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's because we're suspicious and cynical, Esmeralda.
That's true.
Yeah. I think that's what it comes down to. I've had two JanSport backpacks in my life. They're both in my hallway closet in my apartment. One is a little worse for wear because I've had it for like 20 years. The other one I got for free. This is hilarious, Esmeralda. You're going to love this. As a person who's in the media and as a film critic, sometimes we're sent items and junk that has the logo of the movie on it. Where they try to go, oh look here, have this and.
It's
all this crap that they send you, and most of the stuff is not usable. But they sent an entire beautiful JanSport backpack, like high quality, like wow. But the problem is that I used it all the time. I used to use it all the time. I still have it, and I use it. I bring it like if I'm going somewhere for the week. Like for instance, the last time I used it was when I went to Flashback Weekend. For the weekend, I put some of my stuff in there along with my shoulder bag that I have a Cubs logo on it. The only issue is that the backpack has the big logo for Hot Tub Time Machine on it.
That's not too bad.
No, it's not. It could be worse. It could be worse. But I always wondered, like, if I'm on the L or something and I've got the backpack on, if I'm standing in front of someone, they look at the backpack and right on the right there, hot tub time machine. I always wonder what goes through someone's mind.
Hey, man, I rock my pirate radio shirt.
Yes, I know. I've seen the pirate radio shirt.
All the time, because it's so comfortable, and it fits so well, and I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, I've gotten T-shirts and all kinds of stuff from crappy movies and hats, and they don't send me as much now, but they, I mean, it was, the big time was like the 90s. I mean, in the 90s, I used to get a bunch of crap. But yeah, the last really nice item I ever got, and in it was, and you know, the other thing was, Esmeralda, about the hot tub time machine thing was, you know, you would unzip it, and the publicity department put in like bumper stickers, you know, a keychain, and the soundtrack.
Oh.
And the soundtrack for Hot Tub Time Machine rules, because it's the movie, they go back in time because of a hot tub and they go back to the 80s. So like all the songs on there are, they were, I was like, oh, this is cool. So they included a CD of the soundtrack. So
that is very nice.
I still gave it a bad review. I don't know.
Come on, you didn't like it?
I think it. No, I didn't like Hot Tub Time Machine. The best. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
The best part of Hot Tub Time Machine. Two things about Hot Tub Time Machine that are awesome. Well, one, the entire cast. I like everybody in the cast, except Rob Corddry drives me nuts. But everybody else in the cast I really like. But the two things that I loved about it: the fact that they had, now I'm blanking on the guy's name, the jerk from Karate Kid. He was a jerk in Just One of the Guys. William Zbodka, I think is his name.
The sweep the leg guy?
Sweep the leg. He's in it. And he plays like the jerk, but he's got a mustache in it. That's the only thing. He's older, and he's got a mustache in it. But that's him. The fact that they cast William Zbodka, who was like the blonde-haired jerk in all the 80s movies, was ingenious. And the biggest laughs for me, and the fewest and biggest laughs, all belonged to Crispin Glover in that movie. I thought Crispin Glover was hilarious in it. And that, again, was great casting. But I, you know, and again, it's a little weird because they give you all this stuff. They send you a bunch of junk, and then you know, it's like, man, am I obligated to give this movie a good review because they sent me like the soundtrack and a really cool backpack?
No,
of course not. Yeah, of course
that's
not.
The whole,
that's yeah.
Be like, thank you.
Yeah,
but your movie was awful.
Yeah, I appreciate the backpack. I used the backpack, but the movie sucks. So I apologize for that. And that's one of the reasons why I had been, you know, back in the 90s and the early 2000s, they would ask me, you know, PR people would ask me if I wanted to go on junkets. And, you know, that's, for those people who might not know, junkets are when you go out for a weekend to like L.A. or New York or someplace. They put you up in a swank hotel for the weekend, and you see the movie at a premiere, and then you interview the stars or the director for like 10 minutes at a pop. They sit in a hotel room all day.
Yeah, I got to go see Pirate Radio.
Oh, okay.
In England.
Oh my God!
They sent me to London. Yeah. It was cool.
So they paid for your trip to London.
Yeah.
And they paid to put you up.
Yeah, I stayed in like this hotel that I will never ever ever stay in again because I can't afford it.
Did you interview Philip Seymour Hoffman?
No, it was the other guy from he's in all the Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, Nick Frost.
Yes, Nick Frost, one of the girls in it, and then...
I don't remember. I didn't like the movie. But
one of the guys.
But the lead was Philip Seymour Hoffman, am I right?
Right, but he wasn't there.
Okay, all right. Well, see, that's what I'm talking about, Esmeralda. So they would like offer me to go to these things, and I'd always say no, because for me, I don't know. There's like a... And I know that, in Dean Richards is a pro. He gives honest reviews of movies and stuff. But he goes on junkets all the time. I mean, he travels everywhere, but he's honest about it. Like, if he doesn't like a movie, he doesn't like it. But I always feel weird about taking a free trip to New York. I don't know why. I always just felt weird about it, and I never did it. Now, if there were junkets in Chicago, I would go if I wanted to interview. I interviewed Simon Pegg, Edgar Wright, and Nick Frost when they came to town for Hot Fuzz. That's how I got to interview Molly Shannon, which was one of my highlights ever, was when I met Molly Shannon, and she flirted with me, and I almost passed out. But she came to town for a movie called Year of the Dog. And so anyway, I've done a few here in Chicago. I've done a junkets, but I've never, you know, gone on any of the trips. I just feel weird about it. I don't know why.
Hey, they got a lot of money.
Yeah.
To throw around. I might as well throw it at you.
I know. And obviously that's the logical way of looking at it, Esmeralda. It's like, oh, they're going to pay for my trip to New York, whatever. And if you're if you're like a person who has regular morals like Dean Richards, you know, and you're going to be honest about it, that's one thing. But I'm not. I mean, I'm like, oh, that was nice of you to give me that trip.
I can't be mad about your crap movie now.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Tyler Perry. That was great. Your movie was awesome because I got to stay in a Beverly Hills hotel. It was fantastic. I just feel weird about it. But anyway, I have a hot tub time machine Jansport backpack to get back to the topic.
Very nice.
Yeah.
They knew quality.
And seriously, that's a great product. Jansport backpack is a great product. And so 312-981-7200, what we're talking about here are, I have a list here of 25 well-made products. They're so well-made that you only ever have to purchase one, sometimes two. And Dan, do you still have something that works really well?
The thing that popped to mind, a week before I started my freshman year of high school, I bought an alarm clock. And it remains my backup alarm clock to this day. It doesn't work very well. Like, I can't get, I forget now, if I can't get AM stations, I only get FM stations.
So it's a clock radio.
Clock radio.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, if I'm able to take a nap before our show, I've got my phone as my alarm clock. But I always set that clock alarm as my backup in case I sleep through this one.
And this is from high school.
And it doesn't function perfectly, but it still functions. So that was 95. So
that's pretty impressive.
Yes, that's closing in on 22 years.
That's pretty impressive. That is. I have an old clock radio that used to be my bedside clock radio, but now it's in the bathroom. The alarm is a little wonky, but it does pick up, you know, frequency. So I keep it in the bathroom, like I'll play it when I'm in the shower or whatever. And if there's a Hawks game on and I need to make a trip to the loo, I always turn it on so I can hear what's happening in the game so I don't miss anything. And that's an old one too, man, from the 90s. Yeah. I thought when you said alarm clock, I'm picturing like an alarm clock from the 70s that you wind up. That's what I was picturing with the two bells on top.
Actually, we had that in our White Elephant grab bag game a couple years ago and like the 10-year-olds were all like, wow, this is amazing.
I know. Do you ever see those videos where they bring out old stuff and kids have to look at it?
Right.
Have you ever seen the one with the Walkman when they're like, what the hell is this? Like these little kids are like, you bring a Walkman out, a cassette. They're like, what the hell is this? There's a bunch of those like that where like they bring in kids, little kids, and they bring out like toys and stuff. Like, what is this? And they're completely, you know, befuddled by it. So, all right, everybody hang on. We're going to take a break. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Talk more about really well-made products that you only have to buy once. And if you want to join us, we would love to hear from you. Talk or text 312-981-7200. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up after 4 o'clock, would Esmeralda buy that? Where we describe like as-seen-on-TV products and gadgets, and then Vic and Dan and I decide whether we think Esmeralda would buy it. You can play along at home and see the products in all their glory on our Facebook page. Like us, facebook.com/NickDShow. And speaking of products, right now we're talking about well-made products, really well-made products, products that are so well-made, so good, that you never have to buy them again. You only need to buy one. Perhaps two in a lifetime. So that's what we're talking about, and we're going to get back to the list. But we opened up the phone lines. We got Dan on the line. Hey, Dan.
Yes.
Hi.
Morning.
Morning.
I've got a Black & Decker carpenter saw that I've had for decades, and it still works.
Still works.
It was reconditioned when I bought it.
So it's been around even longer than that. So it was a reconditioned saw.
Yeah. I've had it for about 4 decades.
Wow. 40 years with one Black & Decker saw. So Black & Decker, good product.
Oh, and I had to laugh. I still have my Walkman.
Oh, do you? And it works. All right. Put your Walkman on while you're working on your Black & Decker saw.
That's right.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Take care. Oh, by the way, the song that we heard coming back from break was Bruce Springsteen's Seaside Bar song. 773 area code picked it as one of three on Triple Play Thursday. So if you want to jump in with your requests, text them to 312-981-7200. A couple of texts came in here about the topic that we're talking about. Carrie says, KitchenAid mixers are expensive, but you will only have to buy one. Esmeralda, do you have a KitchenAid mixer?
I wish.
Oh.
My parents have one, though.
Yeah.
And it's so cool.
I don't have one, and I'm jealous.
I know they're... I want one, but I have no space for it.
Yeah. I lost the damn Cuisinart in the divorce. I was so mad.
It's a food processor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. We had a great week. We got it for our wedding. And and I was like, well, I do all the cooking. And she's like, well, you're not going to be doing all the cooking anymore here. So she kept the Cuisinart. I was very upset. Steve says, if you buy a high-quality shoe polish brush, you'll never have to buy one again. Oh. Okay. Carol in Chicago says, my Kenmore microwave oven manufactured in September of 1994 still works great, 22 years old. Maybe it has lasted so long because the power output is only 775 watts, and I hope this text doesn't jinx it. Yeah, microwaves, you go through some microwaves. Yeah, I mean, that one from 1994, that thing must be about 83 pounds. Big, crazy microwave. All right. Here are some more. Speaking of cooking, Esmeralda, La Crusade cookware.
Yes.
La Crusade sells lifetime guaranteed cast iron cookware. For less expensive option, look to Lodge enameled cookware, which has a similar lifetime warranty. Both companies cover defects in material and workmanship with normal household use and repair or replace defective products for free of charge for the lifetime of the original owner.
Or go to Marshall's.
You can
find a lot of La Crusade there.
Oh, yeah? Can you? At a reasonable price? Or
yeah. It'll be slightly, something will be off about it, but it's something so minimal that you're just whatever.
Chip in the paint on the...
Yeah, and it's not on the inside and the lid of the whatever. And it's okay, that's not a big deal.
Yeah. Those are great cookware, man.
Yeah, I have two. They're little casserole dishes.
I've got one giant pot that you would make stew or something.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah,
man,
they're so good.
A Martha Stewart one.
Oh, that's got to be good. It's Martha Stewart, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's lasted for a few years now. So,
saddleback leather belt. Low quality belts can wear out and crack, but Saddleback Leather Company's 4-stitch belt at $95. Comes with a 100-year warranty. The belt is made from full-grain leather and marine-grade thread and comes in 4 colors.
You just have to hope you don't gain weight.
Yeah. I've got a belt on that I've had for a long time. But I can tell you it's at a completely earlier notch than it used to be. I can tell you that much. And then finally, here's one that I can speak of from experience, Esmeralda.
Yes.
Doc Martin boots.
Oh.
I've owned two in my life. Two pairs in my life. And I can't tell you, that's all I wore for many, many, many years. Well, that's all I wear. I wear Converse All-Stars and Doc Martin boots. That's all I wear. That's it. Those are my two forms of footwear. And I can tell you, Doc Martin boots are great. They're great. As the name suggests, leather boots at $180 and shoes at $155. From Dr. Martin's For Life collection are guaranteed for life. Unlike many warranties, this guarantee covers not only material and workmanship, the company will repair or replace a worn-out product. See, now, I wasn't aware that they would repair or replace a worn-out product, otherwise I wouldn't have bought a new pair.
Right, you never think that they would only replace it if something crazy just fell off right when you bought it.
Right. I feel the same way. I don't even read warranties.
I know. I don't trust them.
On smaller items. I mean, obviously, if you're going to, you're going to buy a car, or you're going to buy a big ticket item, you're going to read that warranty. But if it's a blender or something, or a pair of boots, you'd be like, eh.
Yeah, you just assume when they're done, they're done.
Exactly. So I still have my old pair of Docs.
Well, you should look it up.
I should call them up and go, fix them.
Yeah. Or if they won't, if it just so happens they won't, take them to a cobbler.
Take them there. There used to be a cobbler on right in Andersonville on Balmoral and Ashland. It used to be, Balmoral and Clark. Balmoral and Clark. A little bit east of Clark. on the right side of the south side of Balmoral. There was a cobbler there, and he was there for years. There also was used to be on Clark in Andersonville. I would walk past it on my way to Simon's. It was on Clark, and there was a vacuum repairman who would repair vacuums. I don't think he's there anymore. I don't think they have a vacuum repair place in the middle of hip Andersonville anymore. And I don't know if that cobbler is there anymore either. So, all right, we got to take a break. Coming up on the news, which is next. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. All right. Triple Play Thursday. One artist, three songs. You pick them. 312-981-7200. Text them in. 312-981-7200. 773. I record. This is the third song for him. Bruce Springsteen, Jackson Cage. All right. We are back, and we are talking about items that are the products that are so good, that are so well made that you only have to buy one. Maybe two in an entire lifetime. And we wanted to know what products you have that are still working, that are still, you know, doing their job, that are still quality. 312-981-7200. This is going to lead into, after the 4 o'clock news, we're going to jump into another episode of Would Esmeralda Buy That? And we're wondering if maybe some of the stuff that she would buy will last a lifetime. That'll come up, I think. So let's get back to it. 312-981-7200. Here is Carl on WGN. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, buddy.
Yeah, I bought a Sears Kenmore small compact refrigerator in 1982, and it followed me to Purdue University.
Wow.
And since then, my daughters have taken it to Southern, Illinois State, and Northern.
Wow.
It's still working.
From 1982.
And we take it camping every year because there's always an outlet near our campsite. And we keep our food in there.
That is so cool. That's awesome. A Kenmore small mini fridge from 1982, and it's still working.
Right. And they all stick their stickers from the universities on it. It looks like a steamer trunk from the 40s movies.
That's fantastic to just show how this Kenmore fridge has traveled.
Right.
That is outstanding. All right. Carl, thank you for the call, sir.
Okay, no problem.
Good luck with the fridge. I wonder if that had a lifetime warranty, Esmeralda. Wow. A Kenmore fridge that works since 1982? That's amazing. That fridge is older than you, Esmeralda.
Yeah. And it's probably running better than I am.
So. Hey, by the way, how is the whole 30 going for you? You feeling all right?
Yes. Yeah, it's fine.
It is.
I was telling Vic that I think my double chin has gotten a little less.
Oh, come on.
Because I always pay it. I always notice it in the camera because there's the webcam's profile shot.
You don't have a double chin.
I got something there.
So you think it's gone away?
It's not gone away completely, but it has lessened.
Have you lost weight?
I don't know because on this you're not supposed to weigh yourself.
Oh, okay.
So all right. Couldn't tell you.
Okay, so you're not. Why is it that you're not supposed to weigh yourself? Is that supposed to discourage you, or?
You're not supposed to focus on that.
Okay,
you're supposed to focus on healthy eating, taking care of yourself.
Okay, all right,
and all that.
No, that makes sense. And and again, if you're on this specific diet, and then you weigh yourself in 4 days and you haven't lost anything, you get discouraged.
Yeah, you get a little in your head. Too
exactly.
Much.
All right. Okay. Well, Esmeralda is on the Whole 30 diet and hasn't consumed any sugar in 11 days.
Yeah, I'm amazed.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, no sugar, alcohol, soy, dairy.
Yeah. Dairy, that's the one.
Yeah, no cheese, no milk.
Man, I can't do it.
I love cheese, but out of sight, out of mind.
Okay.
So.
All right. Look at this. Is it Max Armstrong? It's our good friend Max Armstrong. Hello, Max.
You people slamming dairy, you're going to get in big trouble.
I'm not slamming dairy.
I'm not slamming dairy.
I know, and especially if Orion is up listening, he's not going to be a happy camper.
If he's tuned in, man, you are in big trouble. Rascal, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. Always great to hear from you. See, this is when I get nervous, you know, because I'm just doing this show, and I never expect professionals and really good broadcasters to be listening.
Yeah, well, maybe one will call later. Maybe one will actually hear you and call later.
What's up, Max? You
I just wanted to let folks know, I mean, it is slick out this morning. When you step out, I stepped out of the hotel on the sidewalk to head to our television studio where we do our farm show.
Yeah.
And the sidewalks are slick. The parking lots are very slick because that fog or mist has frozen overnight. Now, many of the roads are being treated, but you got to be careful, of course, when you come off of an interstate ramp or go over a bridge because those spots are slicker than snot on a doorknob. I had to bring it down to your level, Vic.
Thank you. Thank you, Max. This is what happens when an honored, award-winning journalist and broadcaster calls up and starts talking about snot, because that's how he has to talk on this show.
We have to bring it down to your level.
I appreciate it, Max. Well, be careful out there.
Seriously, you know, so many people get hurt this time of the year in falls, and I just thought, man, the first thing out of the house in the morning, you go trotting out there, and you need to know about it.
Yeah. All right, be careful out there. Max, thank you so much for calling, my friend.
Good talking to you, Dan.
All right, buddy, take care. There you go. Max Armstrong, everybody. And he called me rascal. I love it when he calls me rascal. He's the best. So be careful out there. Max is reporting that it's very slick, icy. Careful when you're walking, and careful when you're driving out there. Very, very slick and icy out there. And we thank you, Max, for calling in on that one. All right, Esmeralda, next on this list, L.L. Bean apparel.
Hmm.
I don't know if I have any L.L. Bean.
I do not own any.
L.L. Bean sells all manner of clothing for men, women, kids, from shorts, T-shirts to winter coats, blue jeans. All have a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. The store is known for letting customers decide for themselves whether they're unsatisfied at any point and furnishing replacements with no questions asked. That's nice, right?
Yeah.
How about a Zippo lighter? I don't smoke anymore, but I have a Zippo at home.
I know a lot of people who don't smoke. And they just carry a Zippo.
Yeah, I used to carry a Zippo, but that was when I smoked. It works, you know. Disposable lighters are frequent purchase that can be replaced with a refillable Zippo lighter. The windproof lighter, starting at $15, come with a lifetime guarantee. Consumers can send back a Zippo that no longer works, and the company will fix it for free. I did not know that. How about this? Darn Tough Socks. I'm not even aware of this product. Esmeralda, do you know the Darn Tough Socks product?
Nope. I got a bunch of holy socks.
So. Well, then they're clearly not darn tough. For socks that can really go the distance, try Darn Tough's lifetime guaranteed socks for men, women, and kids starting at $15. A variety of colors and patterns for work and play are all made in the United States and guaranteed for life. They can be returned for a replacement or a full refund at any time. You know, if you got a drawer full of holy socks, Esmeralda, you need to look into some darn tough.
I know.
$15 a pair, that's a little pricey, but still.
But if they last forever.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk with Jack on WGN. Hey, Jack.
How you doing, Olus? Long time no hear.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Esmeralda. He called me Olus. It's an old joke. Because I started...
Yeah, that's about 10 years ago. 10
yeah,
years
ago. It is. It's been a while. Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that. You've been listening a long time. Let me explain to Esmeralda what Olus is. Esmeralda,
okay, go ahead.
That's, you know, I always thought it was ridiculous that Topher Grace called himself Topher and his name is Christopher, that he didn't go by Chris, that he decided to go by Topher. And so I decided that I would go by Olus. Because my full name is Nicholas. So that like be me calling myself Olus. Instead of Topher, I'm Olus.
I see.
So and Jack referred to that. I haven't mentioned the Olus bit in a long time, but Jack's a long time listener. Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome, my friend.
All right. What do you got?
My wife, before I even met her back in the '70s, I'm her second husband, but she said she bought speakers, her and her husband at Radio Shack. They're about 4 or 5 feet tall.
Oh, God.
We still have them, and they still work. And she has the warranty.
She still has the warranty. How old are they? When did she get them?
Like in 1971 or 72.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, she got them right out of high school. She's, you know, that was one of her first purchases when she met her husband or when they got married.
Radio Shack speakers that are 5 feet tall from 1971, and she still has the warranty.
Yeah, she got to know why she kept the warranty. But she doesn't have a box. She said they better not try to say, oh, if you don't have the boxes, we won't warranty them.
Uh-huh.
But she does have the warranty.
And it's a lifetime warranty.
Lifetime warranty. Replacement lifetime warranty. They blow out.
That's fantastic. Well, she better take advantage of it, because Radio Shack is. Didn't they go into bankruptcy at one point?
Yeah. I don't think there's too many around anymore.
Yeah. The speakers lived longer than the company.
Of course.
That's great.
And people come over and they say, unbelievable. They say, you want to sell those? People want to buy them from us.
Wow. All right. That's great, man. Okay, Jack. Thank you, sir.
Take care of all this, my friend.
Okay. Take care, Jack.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
See ya. Yeah. I just think it's ridiculous. I was like, where the hell does the name Topher come from? This was years ago. What is Topher? And then someone said, well, his full name is Christopher. And I'm like, he goes by Topher instead of Chris?
I thought it was just some hippy-dippy name he had.
No. His name is Christopher, and he goes by Topher. So I'm Olus. I'm just going to go by Olus from now on. Stupid. All right. Hey, we got a break. We got weather. We got traffic. We got more really great quality items that you only need to buy one of in your lifetime. And then we're going to play another round of Would Esmeralda Buy That? All right. David Bowie. How you doing, everybody? Triple Play Thursday, David Bowie. Todd chose David Bowie. That's Ashes to Ashes for Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're back, and we're talking about items that are so good, products that are so good that you only need to buy one in your lifetime. And we're asking you guys if you have some of those kind of products that are still around. I'm getting a ton of texts. We got some people on the line. We'll get to those guys in a second. Judy says, I have two items that are 50 years old. One is an orange peeler and cutter. It makes it easy to peel the rind off. How about that, Esmeralda? Do you ever have an orange peeler?
No, I've never. I don't think I've even ever seen one.
This is 50 years old, this product. Number two is a stainless steel gravy boat with wood trim and ladle from Tupperware. A 50-year-old gravy boat. 630 area code says, I own a nylon windbreaker that gets constant use and is about 30 years old. Wow, a nylon windbreaker that lasts for 30 years? Wow. I also have a Craftsman hammer that my dad used and is at least 75 years old. 815 area code says, a Timex watch. It takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Well, that's the old saying right there. It's the old Timex saying, takes a licking, keeps on ticking. You don't remember those commercials, do you, Esmeralda?
I mean, I'm familiar with the slogan.
In the commercials, they used to, like, take hammers and stuff and smash watches, and then they would still be ticking.
Yeah, but the glass is broken, right?
I don't even remember. I think maybe it was shatterproof. I don't remember. I just remember they would take a hammer and smash a watch with it and go, look! Or they would stick it in, like, water for 5 minutes. Jay in Ohio says, Nick, I have a small scarf that my mom knitted 43 years ago, and it still looks brand new. 847 area code says, I have a Stanley Thermos that was bought in 1968. That's on the list, by the way. Stanley Thermoses are on this list. Starting at $26, Stanley sells lifetime guaranteed vacuum sealed thermoses made of stainless steel. These durable containers keep liquid hot for 15 hours and cold liquids iced for 60. So, hey, what was the movie that I just saw recently with it? One of the clues was a dented thermos. Oh, there was a dented, like one of the big things in it was a dented thermos. Oh, damn it. It's going to make me all kooky. It's a movie was out, this year, last year, maybe a couple of months ago. And one of the things in it was a dented thermos. It was like a big clue.
The Accountant.
How did you know that?
I looked it up.
Oh, okay. What did you type in? Dented thermos?
Yeah, dented thermos movie.
You get it from the moviespoiler.com?
Yeah, and then also, I guess it's in the synopsis for IMDb.
They include the dented thermos in the synopsis on IMDb?
Well, yeah, I didn't even have to click on anything. Like, it's right in the little blurb.
I love that that's how they're describing the movie. Dented thermos movie. Well, that's the accountant. It's actually a big part of the movie. It turns out to be a big twist in the movie. So thank you. I would have gone nuts, Esmeralda. That would have made me crazy all night. I would have been like, what the hell's the name of the movie with the dented thermos?
No problem.
All right. Here's Kathy on WGN. Hi, Kathy.
Hey there. Hey. How you doing, you little rascal?
Oh, yes. Max is great. What do you got, Kathy?
He's fabulous.
Yes.
I have a refrigerator that's 27 years old that actually this past New Year's Eve when we had multiple guests over, one of the gentlemen was having a vodka and tonic, and I told him the tonic's in the door of the refrigerator. And he opened the refrigerator, and I says, no, in the door. I have a drop-down door in my refrigerator.
Oh, man.
I can't get another one. Well, I need to get my kitchen redone, but I can't get another refrigerator like it. No one makes it.
Nobody makes it.
I actually was going to buy one a couple years ago, and it was going to be $6,000.
Jeez!
And yes, for a refrigerator?
Geez, $6,000 for a fridge. Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And no one makes it anymore. And not only that, I can put large things in it. Like if I'm making a large, huge cake for my nieces and nephews for birthdays,
yeah,
or whatever, I can slide that in there all
there
the way
go
across on the refrigerator. And it's a double-door refrigerator. They don't make them anymore.
Yeah.
Nah. They're also filled with things that, I mean, my son and my daughter are like, you can put things in your refrigerator. We can't put anything in ours.
Yeah, 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 that's true. Wow, 26 years old. All right, Kathy, thanks.
Thanks.
All right, take care.
Bye.
There you go. Here's Trucker Rich. Hey, Rich.
Hey, good evening, Nick.
Hi.
Hey, I've got a 1941 Philco Ford radio that, other than refinishing the cabinet, the wood, is still working great. Comes in good in the house. The only problem I got with it is, like, when I'm not working and I'm listening to GN at night, and you go into your 70s and 60s DJ with your loud
reverb. Yeah.
The speaker cracks a little bit, but other than that.
Oh, geez. Now you're making me feel guilty. You got this radio from 1941, and I might blow the speakers.
Jeez. Well, I just turn it down.
Okay.
I mean, it's only when you get really, really loud, you know. But and then I thought of a couple more things when I was waiting. We got them out of my wife's grandparents' basement, and my sister bought the refrigerator, like, from 1949 or something like that, and it still works.
From 1949?
Yeah, turned it into a beer fridge. It's got that great big giant, looks like an exhaust fan on the top.
Yeah.
You know, so that's still working. And then we got a washing machine that I use out in the garage for my shop rags. That's probably from, you know, it's got to be out of the 50s because it's still one of those old wringer washers.
Wow. Wow. Wow, man.
Still works.
So, all right.
Yep.
Cool. All right, Rich. Thanks, man.
Yep. Have a good evening.
Be careful out there, too. I know it's slick. Yep. Max said it was slick, so be
yep
careful. All
yep
right, Trucker.
I got about a half inch of ice on my mirrors. So.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Be safe, buddy. All right, there's Trucker Rich. I'm not now, you know, when I go, yeah, I feel bad. I'm going to feel bad now because this collector's item radio from 1941. Oh, man. Okay, here we go. Here's some more. 262 area code says, Farberware pots and pans are great. I broke a handle and they couldn't replace it, so they gave me a brand new pot. Farberware. Do you have any Farberware, Esmeralda?
I don't think so.
815 area code says Chamberlain garage door openers are the best. Mine has been used every day, twice a day since 1998. It's still going strong. 773 area code says my daughter still has her purple Doc Martens from 2002. We bought them during her first year of college while in London, and I paid $65 for them. I'm trying to remember when I bought my first pair of Docs were probably in the late 80s. 88, 89 was probably my first pair of Docs. My second pair was probably about 10 years ago. So the first pair lasted from like 88 to about 2007. So that's pretty good. That's a pretty good run for a pair of boots.
Yeah.
And I could still wear them. They just kind of like they're kind of run down and the soles are a little bit worn, you know, and they're a little thin.
Cobbler can take care of that.
Cobbler can take care of that. So, oh man, I'm late to the news. All right, 5 seconds. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. At 5 o'clock, you've got the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. And at 6, it's the great Steve Cochran with your morning drive. Triple Play Thursday continues. Yeah! And it's Todd requested some Bowie. That is a new killer star here on 720 WGN. Okay, we're back. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to jump into another edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? That's coming up. And we're talking about items and products that are so good that you only need to buy one. They're so great. The quality is so great. We got a few more on this list, and we got some texts coming in. Ron says, hey, Nick, the shoe repairman on Balmoral is still there. But I did notice a for sale sign in the window when I was there last Saturday. The Japanese man who fixed vacuums next to Svea retired many years ago. It is a throwaway society these days. Yeah. I remember when the vacuum cleaner guy closed down. I think I was still living in the neighborhood then. Yeah, I think I was still living in the neighborhood. Wow, the cobbler is still Balmoral on Balmoral. Esmeralda, the cobbler on Balmoral is still there.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Keep your shoes.
That's
buy
right.
Good shoes and then just fix them.
Okay, bring them to the dude on Balmoral.
Mm-hmm.
Balmoral near Clark. Kathy says, we got a manual can opener in the 70s called the Swing Away. It even had harvest green grips. It finally died a couple of years ago. I felt lost until I found a new one on Amazon. The old manual can opener from the 70s. 309 area code says, I have a Bass-O-Matic since 1978. Oh, there you go. Hold on a minute, everybody. Wait. Now, for you SNL, for you people in the like Dan and Esmeralda, do you know what a Bass-O-Matic is?
Is it a fishing pole?
No. This is an SNL, a little extra SNL quiz. Do you know what it is, a Bass-O-Matic?
No idea.
Vic, do you know what a Bass-O-Matic is?
I thought she had a good guess, but I don't.
It's from SNL. Dan, do you know what it is, right? You don't know what it is? What the hell is going on?
Do you not remember how we play that SNL game? We don't know anything.
Yeah, but the Bass-O-Matic, come on! The Bass-O-Matic is the product that Dan Aykroyd does a commercial for on SNL where he drops an entire bass into a blender and then liquefies it and drinks it.
Yes, I remember that.
Vic, you remember that now?
Yeah.
That's the Bass-O-Matic.
Is that the one, is he part of those dangerous Halloween costume?
Well, no, that's a different...
Oh, it's a different dude.
Yeah, that's a different dude. It's a different,
okay.
He's just the spokesman for the Bass-O-Matic. But basically what the bit was they actually put... the fish wasn't alive, but he put a bass into a blender and then blended it, and it was disgusting, and then blended it, and then Lorraine Newman drank it. Now, that's good bass, but she didn't drink real... It was a fake. They cut away, and she was drinking something that looked like it.
Oh, okay.
But he did really actually mutilate a fish, and that was the Bass-O-Matic. Michael says, Nick, the toaster I have is a JCPenney model from about 1975. It was my ma's old toaster. It works great. By the way, the cord is about 5 feet long. Oh man, that's pretty cool. 5 feet long. Just don't bring it into the tub with you. All right. Just a few more, and then we'll jump into Wood Esmeralda to buy that. And 815 area code says, I bought my GE washer in 1974. It's still running, and I've been through 3 dryers. Oh, wow. So the washer is still running, but the dryer is not. 815 area code says, I've had my Kirby vacuum for 20 years. 847 area code says, I have a blender from Oyster brand that's 26 years old, and it still works great, and my son uses it daily. Don't put a bass in it.
My parents had a Kirby.
A Kirby vacuum?
Yeah, they always had to buy bags for it and all that.
Yeah.
And they got it fixed a bunch of times. There was a vacuum repair.
Yeah. Well, they can't go to the one on Clark anymore in Andersonville.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone. 708 area code's Nick. I have a Kenmore side-by-side refrigerator that is 30 years old and going strong. 715 area code says, I am still using a Singer Featherweight electric sewing machine that is 68 years old. I bought it third hand in 1971. Wow. And 608 area code says, I'm listening to you on a Zenith tube radio circa 1946. All right, I hope this doesn't hurt it. Yeah. So, all right, well, there you go. Hopefully some of the products we're going to talk about will last a lifetime, Esmeralda, that you might buy.
Sure.
I hope they might.